to a Burst of Hope podcast with your co-hosts, Kim Stanley and Martha Wilson. Who couldn't use a little hope, encouragement, and inspiration? Tune in every week as we share heart-to-heart conversation with other hope seekers. Join us at the table for real talk that will meet you right where you are. So go ahead, press pause on worry, overwhelm, and crazy, and breathe in God of Hope. Hi, friends, and welcome to another episode of A Burst of Hope. This is a really special one that you all are going to love. Martha and I have had the privilege of being here at the Potter's House today, and we've just had a Bible study with the girls who live here, and you're going to hear their hope stories today. So this is a really special treat that we're all looking forward to, and we're so glad to be here.
Yes, it's always fun to come to the Potter's House because we love you all so much, and you know, we don't just do this for you, we do this for us. Mm-hmm. And you bless us, and your lives are full of hope. And those of you that are listening in with us today, we told you last week that we were going on a scavenger hunt for hope, and that I could promise you we'd come back with some amazing hope stories. So today, as we've talked about But God, we've had the Bible study around that, and we've just talked about how once our life was like this, but God. And then this whole new life. And it's not just the but I met God, I met Christ as my Savior, but it's also daily where we have these but God experiences. So the women here are just incredible. I've been a part of this ministry for several years now, and I love to see what is happening here. I have seen so many lives turned around and just on fire for the Lord. So it's not a recovery ministry. It is not a rehab. It is a discipleship ministry, and lives are truly changed forever. So we're blessed and so thankful that there's quite a number of the women that are willing to just jump in and share today. So let's just jump right in. And Hannah, you're so brave that you're gonna be first, and just share with us your But God story.
All right, I'm 25 years old. I was living in darkness and hopelessness and despair. I was very lonely. Every day was just a struggle to even get by because I had nobody and I felt unloved. I couldn't see my family because of the decisions I was making. I hadn't seen my son really in 4 years, and he's 10 years old now. But I came to the end of myself, and I wanted to help people that have maybe had the same struggles I've had growing up and maybe changed some of their lives. So God knew what my plea was, and he came and found me in the darkness and delivered me from several addictions and just gave me a hope for a bright future full of love and something that I can stand firm on. And now I have like a bright hope for the future, and I've already seen my son and my dad, and he's just a God full of restoration and a new life. I'm a new creation because of the blood that Jesus Christ shed on Calvary for my sins, and I'm just so thankful to be a part of this ministry and to be a part of a new life that I've always dreamed of having.
So awesome. Thank you so much for sharing.
Hi, I'm Angelina. I'm 24. I've been a victim of addiction from an early age. It was a dark and lonely life. It took in everything I loved from me, from my kids to my family to myself. But God has saved me and brought light into my life, and he is going to reunite me with my family and children again one day.
Amen. And we believe it with you. Thank you for your But God story.
My name is Deborah, and I'm 48 years old. And I just want to say about deception, I was so on fire for the Lord, and so easily as women we can be deceived. You know, I guess as men too, but I just want to give my story of deception. Well, I was deceived. But I come back to the Lord, and I've surrendered, and I've repented for everything, and he's retrieved me. And I just want to say, but God, and it's like my light's back in my eyes, and I just can't thank him enough for leaving the 99 to come to find me. So,
amen. Yeah. Amen.
It's so powerful.
He always comes after the one.
Hi, I'm Ashley. It's pretty cool today because I did not know that you guys were coming, but guess what shirt I have on?
Oh, it says sure. Saturday. I thought that was pretty neat. But
yes.
Yeah, I'm 30, just turned 36. I have been, had a bad divorce and kind of been on and off drugs my whole life after that, about 20 years old, in and out of jail. Left my kids. I just didn't want them in the environment that I was living in. And never tried. I've lived sober, but I've never lived sober with the Lord. And I did 3 years in jail, and I got out, and I was sober for a year and a half. And I had an incident happen with my mom, and she's in a pretty, you know, critical condition. And I just turned to the wrong thing. And God, you know, was just like, actually, this is not, no, ma'am. So he snatched me up and put me in jail again, and for just a short period of time, and got to a place in my life that I was just like, I'm done. God, I'm done. You know, I'm tired of this waking up and living in this life, tired of letting my kids down. I'm done. And I was facing 10 years, and God sent somebody in my path and interviewed me for the Potter's House. And I just can't explain the feeling of, it's not the sober feeling that I've had. This is so, it's God, it's got to be. I'm just, my whole desires in life have changed. I have no desire to do anything that I was doing. I just want to do nothing but live my life for the Lord and, you know, just make amends with all my family. And that, I mean, I'm already doing that as well. And beats to where the condition that my mom's in, he's working in her. There's life coming back in her. So, you know, and I know that wouldn't have been without God. So I'm just thankful and grateful and blessed. And I really want to continue to be in the ministry and, you know, just letting other women know that that's not life. You know, there's no life without him. You know, there's nothing you can do successfully without God. So I'm just thankful and blessed and hopeful now.
Thank you so much for being willing to share. And I love it, Ashley, that you have on the hope shirt. And I was just going to ask you, I've heard others say that actually prison became a place of hope.
It did.
So it turned, it's like it turns you, gets your attention.
And I'm very thankful for the moments of all of my incarceration days, actually, because that's what makes me wanting to go back out when I did come home and stay sober, not living for him, but didn't want to go in that despair, you know, in that lost place again. And I'm actually thankful that for the new charges and for me putting back to jail, or else I wouldn't be here, you know. Yeah. And I'm, you know, just thankful for that. And I thank God that was God sent me down one more time to show me, hey, this is not, you know, this ain't where you're going to go. This is, got so, I got better plans for you. So I'm just thankful. I'm happy to be here.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. Hi, name is Lindsay. I'm 41 years old. And it's actually kind of funny that you guys, you know, are on a scavenger hunt for hope stories, because I was kind of on a scavenger hunt for God that started 20 plus years ago. It started with, I was a young mom at 18. I was on drugs by my mid-20s, failed marriage. Just within the last decade, I've lost my house, my mom, my dad, my, you name it. And it all pretty much culminated when I didn't want to be here anymore. And God, he started with a feather. He covered me with his feathers, you know. And he brought me two beautiful daughters.
They're beautiful.
They are beautiful.
He brought me to my daughter's graduation.
Awesome.
He brought me to her prom. And then he put me on the top of a mountain.
Beautiful, beautiful pictures that you're showing us.
Thank you for sharing those.
And I have to say that, you know, of all the things, you know, it is true, as in Psalm 91:4. You know, he will cover you with his feathers. And under his wings, you will find refuge, as I did. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. And he shows me that every day.
Beautiful, beautiful,
beautiful
story. Thank you so much for sharing, and all of you that have been willing to share. Is there anyone else that wanted to jump in here? You're welcome to. So, love God's stories, and I believe listening to one another's stories had to be an encouragement to you. And God is always waiting with hope. His eye is on us. And, you know, it's like the song we listened to, Kim, at the beginning of our time together today, the Stand Firm, A Maverick City. And I love it when he's singing that he says, he pauses and he says, I've got a testimony. I got a story. It's like out of the blue, in the middle of the song. I've got a testimony. I got a story. And he says, the winds blew and the rain came, but my heart is set on you. And
on
his
you.
Foundation was built on mm-hmm. him.
Yeah.
And we can always have hope, can't we, mm-hmm. Kim, when our life is built on
yeah.
this firm foundation of Jesus Christ, and mm-hmm. we always get to run back to it.
Right, right. And we say we're on a scavenger hunt for hope. We're expectant that we're going to meet this God of hope. You know, the God of hope that Paul prayed that the God of hope would fill us with all joy and peace and believing, that through the power of the Holy Spirit, we would be filled with hope. And he does that. The Spirit fills us with hope. But I believe it's linked to our looking and being expectant for him as he continues to rescue us over and over and show hope. And I'm so thankful for every testimony that's been shared today, because it spurs me on. And even though maybe I'm sitting here feeling hopeless, but when I hear your story and your story and your story and how God showed up as God of hope, then yes, my eyes are like, okay, God, I'm looking too, because I want to see you as my God of hope.
Yes.
And that's what it does for us.
Always.
We have
always.
Another visitor.
Yes,
at the table.
Yes. I'm blessed that Priscilla Carr, who's editor of our Burst of Hope podcast,
Yay.
Has just stepped into the chair here, sat down. She didn't step into the chair. She sat down in the chair.
I sat in the chair.
And that tells me she has something to share.
Yes, she does.
Yes. I gave my testimony a while ago in one of the early podcasts
yes. yeah.
that we did together. And I just wanted to kind of do an update because when I gave my story, it basically was very, very hopeful, which is what the podcast is all about and what God is all about, giving us hope. But I also wanted to make sure I told everyone that it didn't stay cheery all the time. There were some really, really dark points in my story. But God,
yeah,
he always came through. There were times when how I ended or gave testimony of my story of how God worked in my life was that he rescued me from a suicide attempt that I almost died from. So he rescued me, he gave me a career, and it was all miraculous. So if you get a chance, please listen to the story. But in the, I guess that happened back in the early 90s, and so now it's 2022, and so 32 years later, he's been my caretaker, he's been my provider, he's been my healer. And the thing about growing in Christ and having a relationship with him is that we always have the opportunity to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So we're always moving toward, we can always move toward him. And it isn't always easy and it isn't always fun, but he is the constant. And it's like the song we were talking about. He is that firm foundation.
Yes.
And he's always constantly there. So I was telling the ladies we drove in with that this was a difficult week for me. Darkness, and I do struggle with depression sometimes. So that's a constant thing that, you know, he's working on. But even in that, he just allowed me to come here today to be with the Potter's House ladies, to hear your hope stories, mm-hmm. to gain hope from all of you, and also to share that even in the darkness, he's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is just, I'm glad I came. I'm glad I was able to participate mm-hmm. and to give, hopefully, others hope to know that even when it's dark, he's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't have to pretend that everything's good.
Right.
Just know that in the hardest points of your life, he's always going to be with you. Constantly.
Thank
so
you. Thank
we
you
have
for
a
that.
Really, really great Savior.
Yes, we do.
And he loves us like, you know, I've been thinking lately that he loves me the way I've always wanted to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I've always wanted and looked for that I thought I could find elsewhere,
mm-hmm.
I find that in him.
Yeah.
So I love that. You know,
Wow. So, listeners, you may not know what just took place, but actually, we came to gather scavenger hunt hope stories today, and you heard the same stories that we did for the first time. And Priscilla did not have anything in her heart to share, coming off of a week, as she has just shared, of just being down, kind of depressed. But God showed up at the potter's house today and lifted her head and her countenance and her heart, that she would declare hope. And I believe what you just did is exactly the verse that we closed out with today from Revelation 12:11. It says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. And I just applaud God, and I applaud the courage in you, Priscilla, because we needed to hear what you just said too. That here's these tremendous, powerful turning stories that we just gave God praise for. But we need to be reminded that just because we get that hope story, and we're on a different path and we go from darkness to light, doesn't mean that there aren't difficult days and weeks, and the storms still come and the winds still blow, don't they?
Yes, they do.
But God is there, and you meet him and you find him. So we have all actually experienced the truth and the power of but God right here in this room. And listeners, I hope you don't forget this day, as well as I hope you ladies in this room don't forget the ways that we have seen God show up today. So let's celebrate God of hope.
Yes, yeah. We are celebrating his hope that he has put in us by the power of his Spirit. Thank you all. Thanks, everybody, for your stories today. And thank you, friends, for joining us.
Friends, thank you for joining us today for a burst of hope. Until next week, go ahead. Receive his overflowing hope.